inside, come inside. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
Radio Jackie.
My first meetings with Rick, and how did it all come about? Well, I was on a radio station called Merseyland Alternative Radio way back in 1980 doing a rock show at about 9 at night, a summer's night in Wirral and still light. Meanwhile, Rick Dane in Liverpool was being driven around by a friend doing a range test for his Radio Jackie North, and of course he was at the same time listening to the quality and range of MAR over there on the in the water. Now, by sheer coincidence, I was playing Jefferson Starship and Jane, a record which meant a lot to Rick, and he got a bit sidetracked listening to the Wirral station and thought to himself how it would relieve a lot of the pressure on him if, like MAR, he could have a few more DJs to program on Radio Jackie North. So I was contacted through the boss of MAR, that's John, and enjoyed a few hours a week playing rock music on RJN 217. Now, just for nostalgia purposes, this was my very first record on the station, Hotel UK, and Midnight on Dream Street.
Everyone's winning, nobody wants to condemn.
I remember Rick Dane phoning me and asking me to go over to his house in Liverpool, and it was a great feeling to be meeting one's hero, just like I suppose a young person would feel meeting the favourite pop star and the butterflies associated with it. Rick showed me his studio, his transmitters, and then took me to some of his flats where he would broadcast from. He had no fears at all about the dangers of climbing on balconies on high-rise flats and suspending wire aerials. I was terrified myself. I often used to laugh at Rick the way he would blatantly carry illegal transmitting gear from home across the field to the flats without any fear. Just like, say, the council visiting old-age pensioners in flats with Meals on Wheels. Of course, remember, in those days, it was a civil offence rather than a criminal offence. Now, I noticed in one of Rick's empty flats there was a photo of a pretty girl. The thing I noticed about her most of all was she had long black hair, black clothes and black boots. And Rick said to me it was his girlfriend who he was crazy on at the time, called Jane. Now, this record by Jefferson Starship was played to her at least five times a day, but what a good record it was. Jefferson Starship and Jane, which Rick played quite regular for his extremely pretty girlfriend. Now, they released a few occasions when Radio Jackie North would not be on the air or late or even close down early, and I later find out it was when Rick and Jane went through their bad patches in their relationship. So, of course, Rick would not have any interest in the love of his life, that is radio station. However, when times were good between Rick and Jane, the station sounded good. Jane said to me several times that Rick was a rogue, an unreliable rogue, but in a nice way. And yes, he did put the radio station before her, but every now and then, a jolt of "you are about to be dumped, Rick," from Jane would put her back in the number one spot. Jane was by no means dominating or demanding, but life was basically their radio station, so the relationship did sadly come to an end, eventually, as could be heard from the poor output of the radio station itself. And as a final plea to Jane, Rick played this record to her, AC/DC, Let Me Put My Love Into You. Let Me Put My Love Into You, the final record which Rick played to plea for the return of his girlfriend Jane. Now, there were fun times too on the radio station. In those days, the regulatory organisation to beat the pirate radio offenders was the Post Office Radio Detection Agency or something like that, and Rick had surprisingly become quite friendly with two of the detection guys, but only because they had bumped into him that many times trying with what small powers they had to persuade him not to broadcast illegally. Even more so, as it was a bit too close for comfort to Liverpool's Radio Merseyside on 285 metres and Radio City on 194 metres. And of course, people moving across from one station to the other could not help but settle onto Radio Jackie North's 217 wavelength, a much sought-after wavelength, as you can imagine. Here is a rare recording of Rick Dane impersonating a fella called Ron Yates, who at the time was part of the Post Office Radio Detection Team. Okay, well, we're really privileged to have you in the studio, Ron.
Oh, well,
I understand this will be the last broadcast I'll be doing.
Yes, you're going to prison tomorrow. You think you've had your you've had enough run freedom, you know, that's all you're gonna get.
Well, Ron, what I wanted to ask you actually, why is it you've
left the transmitter off? Come on.
well, can we make this the final one? I mean, this is historic.
Hold on, we'll give you another question.
Okay. I mean, why have you left the parts alone?
You realise I'll lose my job for this, you know. Well, the Home Office finds out.
Who's your favourite pirate, anyway, Ron?
My favourite? Oh, well, that's Radio Jackie North, of course, isn't it?
Well, I've noticed, you see, you've left Rick, for something like, 3 years now. So is he your favourite?
Well, I can't stand the rubbish he plays, but I suppose he's okay, you know.
During my own time with Rick on Radio Jackie North, I could see he was dedicating 36 hours a day to the station. Recording programmes for just 2 days of weekend broadcasting took at least 4 days. Then days to try to obtain advertising sponsors, mainly in the Tubebrook and Kensington areas of Liverpool. Another what seemed like 7 days building and maintaining transmitters for the station. And then to cap it all, Rick had to sit with his own tapes at the weekend with 50 minutes between each tape change to escape to wherever. His tape changes were remarkable, as he used one tape player and could flip on the new pre-cued tape within seconds. However, as I had an attic full of good tape players with pause controls, we soon hooked up two to a transmitter, so the joins on the top of the hour were seamless. Rick did have his voluntary helpers too, who came and went. Rick also had many favourite rock bands, Black Sabbath, Queen, Doobie Brothers, even ELO, and this record from 1978 was also one of his favourite bands, Sad Cafe and Black Rose.
Rose was having a problem. She held the answer in her hand. But on this auspicious occasion, she didn't really understand. I went to meet her at the station. Her famous hat was pulled down low. People stood there laughing at her. Rose was a shadow of Memphis.
That's all.
After about 2 months, myself and Rick kept having fallouts, but only minor ones, because I was getting fed up with the limited repeated rock playlists and kept trying to sneak in other music, sometimes from unknown bands or artists. Most of the time, Rick would not notice, as I would keep him talking in the flat that we were in, but every now and then, a record would appear that was so unsuitable that Rick would understandably freak. One example being 10cc People in Love or 10cc The Wall Street Shuffle. Well, I'll play this one now because I know Rick, God bless him, would turn over in his grave and might even be now trying to use willpower to cut our aerial wire. But laughingly, I hope he is hearing all this and not experiencing any sadness at all. NCC, The Wall Street Shuffle. Now, also part of the enjoyment of being on a radio station was the feedback, as letters from listeners were sent to the Radio Jackie's mailing address at Yew Tree Close, West Derby, Liverpool. Rick used to read his letters, but just picked the basic parts of the letter. However, a failing with me was that I like to read the whole letter out, possibly because of the excitement of receiving this feedback, often more entertaining than the music content itself. One record which I sneaked in and Rick did take to really well and included in his playlist was Billy Squire and In the Dark from 1981. One of my high points with Life with Rick Dane was when he asked me to do some adverts for Radio Jackie North. Well, my attempts were not to the standard of Rick's, who had the raw quality for rock style adverts. Here we will hear two adverts from Radio Jackie North, and then an advert from the equally superb Merseyland Alternative Radio from the Wirral, which was on at the same time on 266 metres, with Dave Simpson, both back at the start of the 80s.
Tall shirts or prints of the talk you missed. Badges and patches large and small, leather wristbands and belts, photographs, posters and t-shirts with your very own message printed on. The place to go to is Tops, 5 Cases Street by the Precinct, open 6 days a week. Open Monday to Saturday, and they now buy second-hand records. And opening very shortly downstairs, a new and second-hand record shop. So call in to Tops next time you're in town. Tops, 5 Cases Street, near the Precinct, the heavy metal shop.
You're listening to the weekend sound of Radio Jackie North on 217 metres on the medium wave band. This is Jackie North Radio 217, the friendly sound around on Merseyside.
For all the best in heavy metal gear, from t-shirts, leather wristbands, belts, tour shirts, personalised t-shirts with your own message printed on, as well as badges, patches, stickers, photographs and posters. For all the best in heavy metal gear, from t-shirts, leather wristbands, belts, tour shirts, personalised t-shirts with your own message printed on, they're open Monday to Saturday, and Tops is also buy and sell second-hand records. So next time you need gear, call into the heavy metal shop, that's Topps's, 5 Cases Street, by the Precinct in Liverpool, the heavy metal shop.
Let's get it together.
Seaview Road Car Sales of Wallasey offer you 30 to 40 good quality, low mileage used cars with 12 months parts and labour guarantee on all vehicles. A full description of the cars in stock is available in the local press. The showrooms are open all weekend. Test drive without obligation a Seaview Road used car today. Telephone 051 638 5624.
Sadly, my time with Rick was up just after a few months, but a thoroughly enjoyable experience. Personal family things stopped me continuing, but I met up again with Rick almost 9 years later on my absolutely all-time favourite radio experience, which was Radio Atlantis 252 from Liverpool. Now, again, I remember a much-aged Rick coming to visit me, along with the great Steve Bishop, who also ran Radio Atlantis 252 Liverpool. Rick, by this time, was suddenly mobile in a red tatty van. God knows how he came about it, but we had a great 9-year memory chat, and I was able to join the already successful Radio Atlantis 252, which I think was Liverpool's longest running free radio station. Its back-to-back music with minimal but entertaining chat was without doubt heard in many places throughout Liverpool. I remember feeling this pride hearing Rick and Steve's Atlantis in a Shell station in Liverpool and the Co-op store, as well as a couple of news agents out and around. Here are a few extracts which sadly are all I have, and more sadly none of Steve Bishop and so few of Rick. Steve, with the smooth radio voice, has never been heard since, and I suspect he may have gone back to his family roots in Worcestershire.
Radio Atlantic!
Here for another non-stop music flight. Flamethrowing.
Welcome back. Sarah Brightman and Hot Gossip and I left my heart to a Starship Trooper. Manners first, and thanks to Stephen Bishop, back in about an hour's time with all those hot hits that he keeps under lock and key. And listeners, only Steve, by the way, knows of the combination of that lock, which is a three-figure number. I bet it's 252 or something like that. Anyway, Tony's got, with those hot hits, which were out around the 80s, the next 45 minutes or so, like this one coming from Heart. Do you remember Never on 252?
Radio Atlantic, hot hits, feel the force.
Radio Atlantic.
Atlantis. More music radio is more music radio, simply because that's what people want. More music from the most music station. Radio Atlantis advertising works. Liverpool is listening to Atlantis, and your customers are listening to our radio station too. We can put your business message across simply, effectively, and probably much cheaper than you think. It's Radio Atlantis, most music radio, working for you. And if you'd like more information about how to advertise on this radio station, write to us at number 1, Yew Tree Lane, West Derby, Liverpool 12. To make Radio Atlantis, most music radio, work for you. It's Radio Atlantis, it's more music. And to your business, it can mean more business. 325 to 321 East Prescott Road, Knotty Ash, Liverpool 16. Or you can telephone 051 228 1262 or 228 2220.
Motorcyclists, whenever you need anything doing to your motorbike, consult the experts, the Motorcycle Services in Green Lane. We'll MOT service or repair most makes. We do fork straightening for only £5 per leg. And if it's aluminium welding you want, we do that too. We also do insurance work and stock new and used parts. So remember our name, that's the Motorcycle Services. We're situated in Green Lane, Liverpool 13, just opposite the bus sheds. Give us a ring on 051 259 5344. That's 051 259 5344. The Motorcycle Services also run a daytime collecting service. When I need spare parts for my car, I go direct to TC Auto Parts. Not only do I regard them as the most reliable and professional on Merseyside.
Atlantis 252 AM, direct and live from your city of Liverpool. Now, they were Sister Sledge, of course, and Lost in Music, part of the 12-inch. I mentioned the other day that the album Thriller by Michael Jackson is in the Guinness Book of Records as the biggest-selling album of all time, and it still sells at the rate of 500,000 copies per month. In the news, of course, Michael Jackson reckons that the Earth will end on his 40th birthday. That's the news about 2 weeks ago. Michael, what will you come up with next? Atlantis 252. Let's hear it, Mickey, with this one, Billie Jean.
She was more like Billie the Queen from all the scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean I am?
You're currently locked into a 45-minute commercial-free music montage coming out of England's longest-running free radio system, Atlantis 252, broadcasting from Liverpool on 1197 kilohertz. We had a good one there from Infinity called 1990s. Played the 7-inch of this next record a couple of weeks ago. It's a great one. Here is a 12-inch, the classic Sister Sledge, Lost in Music on Atlantis.
Feel the energy. Feel the excitement.
We're lost in
Wherever I went on foot, in the car, at home, at work, Radio Atlantis 252 Liverpool was on next to me on my tape Walkman. Laughingly, we ask these days, what is a tape Walkman with the now highly superior MP3 players and mobile phones, of which so few actually have a radio built in? But what I would have given in those days to have a Sony mobile phone tuned to the radio station so that I could listen to it non-stop without even being noticed at work. Well, here is the first record ever played on Radio Atlantis 252, which ironically was the same first record played on Atlantic 252 Longwave. Tears for Fears and Sowing the Seeds of Love. Stephen Bishop was the first voice to be heard on the radio station, with Rick Dane appearing 5 minutes after, introducing Stevie Nicks' Rooms on Fire on Atlantis 252 Most Music Radio.
Shook up the views of the common man. I love train, rides from coast to coast. DJ's the man we love the most. Could you be squeaky clean and smashing the hope of democracy is the headline. Says you're free to choose. There's egg on your face and mud on your shoes. I wanted these days to go hard in the news. Yeah, yeah.
So
I'm
If you're a watering man, shout about it. Open hearts, feel about it. Open minds, think about it.
Yeah. trust in many.
Radio Atlantis 252 Liverpool sold very successful advertising space, and Rick Dane was in charge of this as well as the engineering side, whilst Steve Bishop ran the output of the station. The music content was far more varied, and Rick had finally broke away from the specialist rock format. Even Jane by Jefferson Starship was rarely heard, and Rick did take a shine to this 1982 record by The Fix called Stand or Fall, which we all jokingly attributed to our pirate radio cause, which was about to exit civil law and become criminal law.
Crying parents tell their children, if you survive, don't do as we did. A son exclaims there'll be nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While pirate affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trial.
And that is basically my only memories and experiences of life with Mr. Pirate Radio Liverpool Rick Dane. There are so many heroes from the 70s and 80s who have helped Pirate Radio in Merseyside to develop. The list is so long, and I would fear leaving essential people out, but special acknowledgements to both Steves, Bert Williams, John D, Steve Bishop, Martin C, Grant S, Roger D, Tom Lodge, and of course Rick Dane, two of which are sadly gone forever, as shown here in this 1987 record from Cry Before Dawn. Andy Davis saying thanks for listening. Hope to see you again sometime.
You better start living off the land. That's what you said. They're gonna start working to a plan, or with or without you. Even though the cupboards are bare, even though there's nothing out there, can't you sit around and worry when you still got a chance?